Taking a look first at your news for today. A house fire in St. Clair Township early on Tuesday morning claimed the life of a 47-year-old woman, according to local authorities. Deputies were called to a home on the 4300 block of Yankee Road at around 2:20 a.m. after reports that people were still inside of the burning residence. When deputies arrived, they found a 73-year-old woman and a 16-year-old girl safely outside on the front porch. Another woman remained trapped inside the home. Deputies attempted to enter but were forced back by heavy smoke and flames. Firefighters with the St. Clair Area Fire Authority later rescued the trapped woman through a second-story window. The victim, identified as Laura Bramlett, was taken to McLaren Macomb Hospital by Tri-Hospital EMS, where she later died from her injuries. The St. Clair County Sheriff's Office is investigating the cause of the fire. And another news for today. Crystal Marie Hind has been sentenced to 6 months probation after pleading guilty to operating while visibly impaired in Bayport. The original charge of operating while intoxicated was dismissed. Hind admitted to driving on December the 7th of 2025 in Bayport after consuming alcohol and with a blood alcohol content level of 0.105. She also stated she had pulled over and called the police herself. Her sentence includes fines and costs totaling $990, with $315 applied from her bond, leaving a balance of $675 due by June the 1st of 2026. Hine must also complete an alcohol insight and awareness program by March the 31st, submit to random drug and alcohol testing, and perform 24 hours of community service by June the 1st of this year. She may be eligible for early discharge from probation if all of those terms are met. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and we'll return with a look at further news right after this.
For 250 years, our armed forces have bravely served America. Wounded Warrior Project honors that legacy by supporting post-9/11 service members and veterans like Anthony, a Marine who was injured by a roadside bomb in Afghanistan.
They carried me through my injuries, not just my physical, but my mental. And seeing other vets doing the same thing helped me tell myself, hey, you can do this.
Join us in honoring warriors at woundedwarriorproject.org/America.
You're back with WLEW and WHST. Appearing in court today, Kyle Shaw actually failed to appear for his scheduled 9 a.m. hearing, with the current time noted as 9:53 a.m. when they decided that he was not going to show up. Court officials confirmed he was not present in the hall, courtroom, or via Zoom. An existing bench warrant for Mr. Shaw carrying a $50 bond will remain in effect. The court then concluded the proceeding with no further action taken from the prosecution. And another news. In a Michigan courtroom, Gregory David Keller Jr. appeared for a plea hearing on charges including operating without security and driving while his license was suspended. Keller had previously failed to appear for court dates. A plea agreement was proposed, no contest to operating without security and guilty to driving while the license was suspended. Mr. Keller subsequently pled guilty to driving while his license was suspended and no contest to operating without security. Upon questioning Keller if he was driving without a license and insurance on November the 9th of 2025 in Caseville Township, he denied that he had done so. The prosecutor provided the attorney for Keller with a body cam video of the incident to show his client, saying that maybe it would help him remember. Since he faced charges including driving while his license was suspended and multiple vehicle violations, such as having no insurance, no plate, and no registration, After reviewing the video, Dale admitted to operating a motor vehicle on November the 9th of 2025, confirming his license was suspended and that he was aware of the suspension. The court accepted his guilty plea for the suspended license charge and the no contest plea for the vehicle infractions, finding that the pleas were made knowingly and voluntarily. Sentencing for Gregory Dale has been scheduled for Thursday, February the 19th at 10 a.m. He has also been instructed to meet with pretrial services, and his attorney will provide a current phone number to the court clerk. You're listening to WLEW and WHST, and that was a look at your news for the hour. For the latest Thumb Area news anytime, you can always go online to thumbnet.net. And taking a look next at your obituaries, there are currently no area deaths to report for today, Thursday, January the 22nd of 2026. For a complete look at your Thumb Area obituaries anytime, you can also go online to thumbnet.net.